Hello, I'm Moira Alderson with the BBC News. More than a dozen hostages held by Hamas in the Gaza Strip have arrived in Israel after being handed over to the Red Cross. Their release was delayed by what Hamas called logistical issues. Two Russian-Israeli women were freed earlier. This is the sixth group to be released in as many days of a temporary truce. Paul Adams reports.
Tonight, 16 more hostages were handed over to the Red Cross, 12 Israelis and 4 Thais. This is the sixth night in a row when the deal has been upheld by both sides. But whether it continues beyond tonight is still not clear. In recent days, both sides have indicated a willingness to keep it going, but nothing has been confirmed, and Israeli officials say preparations are being made for a return to military action.
The US Secretary of State Antony Blinken has arrived in Tel Aviv to discuss extending the temporary truce and increasing humanitarian aid into the Gaza Strip. The US authorities have charged an Indian man with conspiring to assassinate an American citizen who advocated for an independent Sikh nation. Prosecutors in New York State accused Nikhil Gupta of trying to hire a hitman to murder the intended victim, who has not been named. They say that Mr. Gupta was recruited to organise the attempted killing by an Indian government employee. The Biden administration said it has issued a warning to Delhi over concerns that the Indian government was involved. Delhi has announced a high-level investigation to examine the allegations. In Serbia, anti-corruption campaigners are calling for prosecutors to investigate allegations of vote buying ahead of next month's elections. It follows a report claiming that cash is on offer in return for proof that ballots have been cast for the governing Progressive Party. Our Balkans correspondent is Guy Delaunay.
A reporter for Serbia's Centre for Investigative Journalism said she'd been offered cash for her vote while she was working undercover. The reporter alleged that workers would receive the election day bonus if they showed they'd voted for the Progressives. The call centre isn't run by the party, but the anti-corruption organisation Transparency Serbia is calling for prosecutors to investigate. The Belgrade Prosecutor's Office says it's waiting for the National and Local Election Commissions to respond.
German police have arrested two boys aged 15 and 16 who they accuse of plotting a jihadist attack on a Christmas market and a synagogue in Cologne. The police say the teenagers, a German Afghan and a Russian citizen, used the Telegram messaging app to make their plans. Herbert Reul is the state interior minister for North Rhine-Westphalia.
There were many plans for attacks and thoughts about where and when something could be done. There was also talk of different places. But in the end, and that's when it became concrete in these chats, they agreed on a concrete plan to attack a Christmas market. I can't say more than that.
World news from the BBC. Bolivian police have handed over to Brazil a man identified as a senior figure in one of South America's most powerful cartels, the First Capital Command, or PCC. Igor Oliveira is believed to lead the PCC in the Brazilian border state of Mato Grosso. He was transferred to the Brazilian border authorities under heavy security. Oliveira was arrested on Tuesday after being caught using a false identity. Peru's constitutional court has restored the controversial pardon given to the former president, Alberto Fujimori, and said he must be released. The 85-year-old is serving a prison sentence for corruption and human rights abuses. Warren Bull reports.
Alberto Fujimori came to power in Peru in 1990, at a time of economic instability and a Maoist insurgency. 2 years later, he carried out what's known as a self-coup, where he enhanced his powers by dissolving Congress and the judiciary. During his presidency, a right-wing group carried out murders and kidnappings as part of a stated aim of maintaining order, and for his involvement, Mr. Fujimori was sentenced to 25 years for human rights abuses. Supporters say his actions as president saved Peru from chaos and have long called for his convictions to be quashed. This is the second time a pardon for Mr. Fujimori has been restored.
Astronomers have marvelled at the discovery of a closely packed group of six planets that have unerringly stabled orbits since their formation around a star 4 billion years ago. Writing in Nature, they say this indicates that the planets never experience major impacts or the close passage of another star to disrupt their orbital rhythms. The Canadian government's reached a deal with Google that will see it pay news outlets more than $73 million US dollars to host their content. The tech giant had been threatening to remove news stories from search results in protest at a government bill mandating payment. That's the latest world news from the BBC.